You know, maybe I'm joking a little bit, but some may be asking what you're smoking, since this bill has no chance in the Republican-controlled House. So what's your argument?
Well, I'm trying to get used to the same puns over and over again. I'm
going
to live with
it. Sorry about that, Congressman.
I guess marijuana is not habit-forming, but making puns about it is. The answer is that everything has to start somewhere. I think the general public, frankly, on this issue is more enlightened than my colleagues. In state after state, referenda have cut back on marijuana restrictions. We have a number of states that allow people to use it for medical purposes, a couple, Massachusetts and Maine, where it's not a crime. I don't think the federal government ought to be imposing that. Personally, as a resident of Massachusetts, I also voted to say that if a 40-year-old wants to smoke marijuana, that's his or her business. Is it going to pass? Look, if I were only going to be talking about things that I thought that could pass in the current Republican House, I'd take several months off. But the purpose of legislation is to begin a dialogue in some cases. I think what my colleagues are going to find is that there are a larger number of their constituents who support personal freedom, and that's why Ron Paul and I are together on this. And by the way, Ron Paul and I have been together in other areas, like removing the restriction on people gambling on the internet. He and I have been joined in opposing the Patriot Act. We have a common interest in protecting people's freedom from unnecessary government intrusion. But the reason for filing it now was to get this discussion going, because I think as we talk about it, the logic of not locking up people and using scarce resources because they decide to smoke marijuana will be very persuasive and will ultimately win.
Well, let me